If you want to pass your driving test, go to Cork. 75% of the people passing there, while the lowest pass rate was in Charlestown in Dublin, with just 42% of a pass rate. Another part of this story, that there was a Freedom of Information request made, and 1,505 complaints were made against testers.
Oh, okay.
One person complained that he told his tester he had asthma and he might need to cough because he had recently changed inhalers, causing irritation to his throat.
Yeah.
Right? I was advised that if I coughed at any stage, the test would be over immediately.
Pressure.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. I mean, driving testers obviously have to think of their own safety if they're sitting in a car with somebody in COVID and all of that.
Yeah.
But if the fella has asthma, he needs to cough.
Yeah. Another learner driver who failed said their car was hot and very uncomfortable because the tester had said the hot air demisters had to be kept on to prevent the windows fogging up because the back windows had to be kept open due to COVID-19.
Oh, nightmare.
One person complained about feeling anxious because the tester was sitting there shaking his head, is a quote.
Oh no.
Another said their tester repeatedly shook his head and sighed several times and made notes on the score sheet, which was extremely off-putting.
That's not good when you're doing your driving test and the tester's sitting there shaking his head.
And sighing. And another one more for you. Another driver said the tester was extremely condescending and patronising and mocked their answer to a signpost theory question about an unguarded cliff edge. We don't drive along cliff edges in this country, the tester was quoted as saying.
Well, look.
I don't know. Have you done the Ring of Kerry?
And if you're a tester, you know, it's kind of like you have to have this serious exterior, don't you? You know, yeah. You can't be all pally-pally with the person. You're the tester. Yeah. The person's been tested.
My test a few years back now. Luckily enough, passed it first time. The tester was lovely and got on swimmingly and great and grand. I had no problems with either an instructor or a tester in my time.
Yeah, no, I'd say it's very, very tough to be an instructor at the moment, as I said, with the whole COVID instructions and all. You have to leave windows open and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And I do know there's a massive backlog as well, isn't there, at the moment?
Yeah.
Lots of people waiting. I did pass my first time, but what was funny was when we drove out of the test centre, I had to reverse out of the test centre and I reversed across traffic to get into the lane. And I thought to myself, that's it.
That's it done.
I failed. So for the whole test, I was completely relaxed because I thought, that's it, I failed. And when we got back to the thing, your man says, you've passed.
Yeah. Do you know when I did my test, it was in my own car, but I didn't have the car all that long, like a few months. So I found the trickiest bit was opening the bonnet. Because you have to do your, you know, point to check at the start. So I flicked it open and then went, where's the bloody lever? If I don't open this, like the test can't continue. And I couldn't find the bloody thing. And none. Some of them are awkward.
Thankfully, success.